Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 203 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann and I will be the host of this show. If you want more background information about this podcast, please check out our website absolutely-intercultural.com, which Anne has been revamping over the last couple of months. Check out the new catalog of online intercultural courses that Anne offers, or just get more information about this and previous episodes. Today, we will listen to the intercultural experiences of people who traveled abroad and expanded their cultural knowledge and patience through mobility. First up in our category, Absolutely Willkommen, we hear from Michael, a French student in Germany, who tells us what it is like to be French in Germany. He tells us how he was welcomed and invited by everybody on his arrival in Germany.
I found funny at the beginning that people are so happy to see you because you are French. So it was quite funny.
So that means only because you're French, people want to meet you. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. you're French.
In our second category, Absolutely Noisy, we listen to a recording about weddings in Germany. We hear Fernando interviewing Audrey, talking about her wedding experience in Germany. Apparently, weddings in Germany are all about making noise.
They have this big cans.
Okay.
And they pretend they are cannons and then they make explosions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. How do they make that?
There is this chemical.
In our last part, Absolutely 5 Minutes, Maris from Latvia tells us about his time management experience in Egypt, how he tried to understand the perception of time in Egypt and even got used to it.
But to be sure, I asked the captain, how long it takes to us to get to Edfu. He doesn't get a watch, but he's looking to the sun and saying, 5 minutes, inshallah.
But now let us start with the show. Some time ago, I did an interview with a French student, Michael. He was living and studying in Germany for some years. He told me about his experience of greeting people in Germany and how it has changed his own way of greeting after he lived here for some years. He told me some interesting facts about the way a group of people behaves when they are greeting here in Germany, which I, as a German, had never noticed before. In our category Absolutely Willkommen, I asked Michael which was the most astonishing thing he remembered about meeting people in Germany.
I found funny at the beginning that people are so happy to see you because you are French, so it was quite funny.
So that means only because you're French, people want to meet you. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. you're French. And after some more years, then, for example, at the school, or at the university, people know already that you're French, so the situation is changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. People often say that in Germany they cannot get used to the way that people greet each other and acknowledge each other in the street, for example.
Yeah, when I came back to France, and I was really surprised that everybody was greeting mm-hmm. so much, because I was used there, but now that I am for a long time in Germany, I'm not so used to that, because the Germans don't greet so much.
Right.
For example, you are with one close friend, so you greet him, but there are some other person there, and if you don't greet them, they won't greet you. So.
Oh, that is true, yes. Many people say that when you're in a group, for example, and somebody joins the group, the newcomer sometimes only greets two people out of the group, and the others just stand there.
Even if we know our face or... We're not close friends, but we know each other, and we are walking in the same place, and Isn't the the person is not looking at you? Or it's really strange, I think.
But how would this work in France? Would you shake everybody's hands if there's a group of six people?
Yes, you have to shake everybody's hand.
How do you do this in your culture? Would you shake more than five hands in a group? When I see students with a Turkish background in our university, I can observe that they shake hands with the whole group when they arrive, even if it is a large group of eight or even more students. Would you do the same in your country? Or would you do a summary greeting to the whole group, as we do in Germany? Greeting habits are specific to every culture. Weddings certainly are even more so. Observing people's behavior at weddings can be an interesting way to dig deep into any culture and a very fun way to experience it. In our second category, absolutely noisy, Fernando interviewed Audrey from Africa, who will tell us some interesting facts about German weddings, which are not known to many people. She tells us how it took her by surprise to see anarchic and disorderly customs and traditions in a wedding that she attended during her visit to Germany. The usually very quiet and orderly Germans seem to go for loud noises and big bangs in their weddings. Not only when they publicly smash old plates and cups before the wedding starts.
You were telling me that German weddings are really, really weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't say weird, but strange or something like that, but okay. Let me see where to start.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know how it starts, but all I know, what's that thing called when they break the plates and the cups? And so they have to break the cups and plates and everything, mess up the ground and everything. And then after that, they'll start banging things.
Banging things?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
They have these big cans.
Okay.
And they pretend they are cannons, and then they make explosions.
Okay, and how do they make that?
There is this chemical.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know what kind of chemical that is, but I should think that's very dangerous. And then they just put it in the can, close the can, and then fire at the back of the can, and then it explodes.
Oh God, and people run away or...
No, it's actually... They actually stand there and wait and... You know, put down their glasses because you might throw the glass away when you hear the explosion.
So you make sure that...
you're expecting it.
Okay, yeah. So you make sure that you put your glass down before the bang happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your experience? Did you find it different from Africa?
Way different, I should say, because there is no such thing as breaking plates. I think if you break a plate, you have to buy a new one. Yeah, and... the explosions and so on, that doesn't happen. Just give the presents, dance, make a lot of noise, and yeah, people is the only noise you hear, not anything else.
Mm-hmm. And would you take anything from Germany for your African wedding?
I don't think so, because I think one, the plates are very expensive, and so I think they'll just think you're crazy if you're seen breaking plates and cups and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the explosions, I think the old people die and maybe get arrested or something like that. They'll think maybe you're trying to attack the country or something.
It is true that when we celebrate in Germany, we do like our big bangs and fireworks. I had never thought that Polterabend, as you would call this smashing, could be a shocking experience to people who did not grow up in our culture. I'm also a little ashamed of our custom to smash old cups and plates and glasses, because they may seem old to Germans, but in some countries around the world, they could still serve for many, many years. Something to think about. Now we will have a look at how time is perceived differently in different cultures. In our last part, absolutely 5 minutes, Maris from Latvia, who I had the chance to interview in Aswan, Egypt, tells us how he began to understand the Egyptian time culture a little better after living in the country for some months. He tells us an interesting story of a boat trip in Egypt where he did not understand when and how he would arrive in his destination in exactly 5 minutes. However, 5 minutes seems to be the correct answer to all tourist questions in Egypt.
Yes, so it is, because the most usual answer here, at least in Nubian village where I live, if you ask for something, what gonna happen? So the most usual answer is, in 5 minutes. So I knew already that, and when we were on Feluca trip. And last day we are arriving to our finish point near to Edfu. And I was looking in a map and saying to myself, maybe 3-4 hours more. But to be sure, I asked the captain, "Captain, how long it takes to us to get to Edfu?" He doesn't get a watch, but he's looking to the sun and saying, 5 minutes, inshallah. I was a little bit surprised, but I kept telling to me, yes, the time 5 minutes, that's maybe 3-4 hours. But surprisingly, this time in 5 minutes, we arrived to the nice beach, and the captain says the journey is over. We were quite surprised because Edfu was not in a view, but he has a quite good explanation because the wind was very strong, and as we, with my friend, were not sailors, we can't say that the wind was not too strong. So the journey is ended. So what's now? We need somehow to get to the village and to the road to get the car. So we see the second captain running through the beach to the right side because he sees in the big waves some small boat. We see that the boat is too small for two of us, so we take the completely opposite direction to head to the nearest village. The captain is standing in the middle, waving both hands, one to his friend and help, and one to us, and shouting, "Wait, wait, wait!" That was the story about the 5 minutes.
And what was his plan? I mean, why did he want to get rid of you, or what do you think was behind it? It's probably difficult to find out. But
I can answer you only with the words written in a tourist guide, that some captains have their Nubian family friends. They live in these small villages next to the Edfu, and they like to give them chance to earn some little money. Exactly. And they are taxi drivers.
Oh, right. And so the wind was so strong because Allah wanted you to be in the car.
We think so.
Oh, well, I can relate to this because I've spent many a Christmas holiday in Egypt, and our Egyptian friends told us that Allah wanted us to do many things that we had not planned in advance. Thank you to all who joined our show for today. Please check out our website, absolutelyintercultural.com, which Anne has been improving over the last couple of months. Check out the new catalogue of online intercultural courses that she offers, or just get more information about this and previous episodes. And if you like the show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark. Not in 5 minutes, but in a month's time, on the 1st of July. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.